in this brief section of Matthew's Gospel relates to future chapters and verses, Matthew 18:6 and 25:1-46. All these, the scriptures are yet to come in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus concludes his missionary instructions with the words of comfort that you and me, the listeners, the people that are hearing, the representatives of Christ and even God, today's scripture offers a message of both being welcomed and being welcoming. How many of you feel welcomed when you come to this place? That's something to think about. How many of you welcome somebody? Do you get up and make an effort to welcome somebody? Do you try not to embarrass someone in the midst of that? We need to think about how we welcome folks and how we welcome others and how things are being welcomed in the church that we are a part of. It says there's an incredible beauty in line with Protestant theology when verse 40 is read aloud to every follower of Christ as a direct promise from Jesus. Verse 40 says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." So when you have welcomed others, when you've entertained strangers, when you've welcomed somebody else into it, you have done what? God says you have welcomed me. Jesus says you have welcomed me. You have been there. Every human being yearns to be welcomed and included, to be a part of. But few of us understand that yearning to come from the Christ light living within us. Even fewer understand that God yearns to be welcomed and included. Have you welcomed God into this place this day? Have you welcomed Him into your heart, into your family, into the relationship, the closer walk with Him? Are you excited about coming to see Him and experience Him in the people that you meet every day? Therefore, we have such scripture saying as we hear in Revelation 3:20 when he says, "I stand at the door and I knock." I stand at the door and I knock. Our scripture is sprinkled throughout with these things of God's Word to remind us of God's yearning to be in relationship with humanity, to be in relationship with you and I, His children. Many of you have seen the stained glass windows depiction of someone or a picture of Jesus standing at the door knocking. And He's not just banging on the door. It's like a little knock. And the door, when He stands there, there's no way for Jesus to open that door. There's no doorknob, there's no door handle on the outside. So whoever's on the inside has got to open that door and make the step to welcome Christ into their lives. He says, "I stand at the door and I knock." I stand at the door and knock. You know, we've had people standing there when Jesus is knocking. And what are they doing? They're not responding. They're not drawing closer. They're not coming forward. They're not in that relationship. They're not walking day by day. Sometimes they feel like that they can do things their way. And they do things better their way and not what God has called them to do and be. Sometimes they start looking for what they want instead of what God wants. People start looking at churches and communities and things, and that's one reason we've got so many storefront churches that pop up around the corners, because somebody got upset with someone. They didn't like what was being said or done, or they didn't like the preacher, they didn't like a teacher, they didn't like somebody sitting in the pew beside them. So they said, "Well, you know, I'll just go build my own church. I'll go do my own thing because they're not doing like I want them to, and I'm not going to play by their rules anymore. So I'm going to go do it my way." Well, so many times those are just man-made or humanity-led people who have started their own thing. And it's not about God. It's not about Jesus. It's about them so many times. It happens all around us. It happens to the good. It happens to the bad. It happens in spite of, and it happens because of sometimes. Are we welcoming, and do we feel welcomed? Have we welcomed God into our lives so that we can be able to walk and talk and experience and show forth that which He's given us? Do we view that? Can people see that within us? Or do they have to say, I don't know, you know, that person, you know, does it exude anything about Christ? It's all about them. It's all about her. It's about him. It's not about God. We need to think about what kind of front we put on. How are we walking and talking as God's children? Are we the church every day? We're the church every day. We're supposed to be because we are the church. This building is here. It's a place to come to rejuvenate, to learn. But we go out from here as the church to share and to give back and to be in ministry and mission and to do the things around us. You see, there's so many things going on today in God's Word in these two or three little verses right here. We need to look at the emphasis that says we welcome God. We welcome God when we welcome one another, when we welcome the outsider, when we welcome the new seeker of God or the lifelong Christian. We welcome God. When we welcome all those people, we welcome God. So many times in the midst of our lives, in the midst of our days, in the midst of our weeks, there are times we run into people and we experience something and we hear something. And, you know, it's like we've been in church because we are the church. It's like we've had the best sermon. We've seen it experienced right before us. We've watched people be the church, and that's what they're supposed to do. And it makes you feel like, wow, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being who God has called you to be. And it doesn't take much. It can be in the words of a child. It can be in the words of someone who's leaving this world. It can be in the midst of people stopping to do something. It can be in the midst of so many things. Our world is in turmoil all around us. We see all kinds of things going on politically and with this and the law enforcement and all kinds of stuff, the military, the president, the everything. It's just all kinds of mess happening. People getting upset, people getting angry, people getting hurt, people shooting people for no reason, people taking things out on other folks, just not being the church, not welcoming, not loving. And in one breath they say what a wonderful Christian they are and how great, and in the next minute they just slash a whole group of people with their words. So many times we have to be careful with what we say and do and how we're doing it. How we're representing Christ, how we're putting on Christ that day for someone else to see and experience. We have to be careful because that's what people see and that's what people experience. That's what happens around us. See, Matthew's gospel this day says, when you welcome God, we have welcomed one another. It says we hear in the first person in this today, we hear that we are to welcome those who are righteous in Christ's name. Those who are righteous in Christ's name. And to simply offer a cup of water to the little ones. Who are the little ones? We don't know who they are. It might mean children. It could mean at that time when everybody was in different kinds of systems, when you had slaves and everything else. We don't know what it meant. It could probably mean anyone and all followers of Christ, and particular emphasis on new followers, people who are not knowing the Word quite yet, people who are still learning. But you know what? We are all still learning. We are all, no matter how long we've studied God's Word, no matter how long we've been a Christian, we are still learning every day. We are still in God's Word. We are still sharing and wanting to know more. You see, Christ followers, are you and I? And we should be in God's Word. We should be learning and wanting to know more. In doing so, we are fulfilling the mission work that was discussed throughout chapter 10 of Matthew's gospel, and also supporting others who are doing the same mission work for Christ. You know, maybe we're not able to go anymore. Maybe you're not able to go do something. Maybe you can't physically get out there and do something, but guess what? You can support someone. You can pray for them. You can lift them up. You can give them supplies. You can give them finances. You can do things to help them in their mission and their ministry. There are things that you can do to help others, and so many of you do that already. But helping and giving back and going forward with it. Such welcoming sounds simple in the abstract, but it is usually much more difficult when we are asked to translate our church language, our church words, into street language of our neighborhood and our community, or to welcome people into our church who ask difficult questions, or to invite people into our churches around us who have values and lifestyles that seem to conflict with traditional church values and lifestyles. But Jesus does not demand perfection in our efforts to be welcoming. Oh no, He wants us just to try. It's a process, it's ministry, it's mission. Even a simple cup of cold water to a tired traveler is enough to fulfill this command. Just a cup of water. If that cup is offered with the same compassion that heralded this missionary journey back in Matthew 9:36. And so Matthew concludes today with Jesus' ministry, instructions, and the same theme that began the journey. He says, minister in compassion and love, and you will minister as Jesus ministered. Minister in compassion and love, and you will minister as Jesus ministered. We have to be welcoming. We have to feel welcomed in the places that we are. We have to know that people come and sit and no one ever speaks. And we have to know why. Some we don't need to be pushy, but we need to find out. We need to care enough. We need to pray for. We need to lift up that which God has called us to be and do. Be reminded this week of that, that that is our reward, is that we have loved and we've had compassion and that we've welcomed and we feel welcomed. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your word and for Your gift. We ask, Lord, Your grace and Your mercy to continue to be upon us. We thank You, Lord, that when we come into this place, no matter how long it's been or how short it's been, when we come to this place around Your people, that we come to a place that we feel loved and welcomed, that we come to a place that we feel freedom, that we come to a place that we are able to come and to share, to come and pray, to come to be lifted up, to want others to share in our time. When we come to this place broken, we want to be filled. When we come to this place hurt, we want to be soothed. Lord, when we come to this place, we need Your healing touch in every way possible. We ask, Lord, this day that You continue to be with us. Continue to allow us to be Your children, to feel welcomed and to welcome others. Be with us now. For it is in Your Son's great and holy name we pray. Amen.